There's a few things I wanted to cover because the topic of outsourcing to free up some time in one's business was brought up. One thing you need to recognize going into implementing an outsourcer for content creation per se is the fact that although you're bringing someone on to do the job, it's going to take some time. It's going to take some investment on your part sourcing the right contractor, the person with the skills to be able to provide what your company is looking for. And this investment is going to involve things like overseeing the production process, making sure that they're doing things in the right amount of time, and producing the results that you desire. There can be some drawbacks and some privileges to outsourcing. One being it can ultimately free up your time after you have that training done and you get them on a set pattern. Your ultimate goal when you're outsourcing is to ultimately either rapidly see if a technique works or bring someone on full time. It's best for everyone if when we're outsourcing, we look to the future in hopes to bring someone on full time. That way your business can benefit from their skills and profit and grow, and they can secure themselves financially in the things that they're good at. So there's benefits, exponential benefits to outsourcing when you set things up and go into it with the right mindset. Now, if you're low on funds, you might as well create the content, do the projects yourself, to test and see if they're going to be effective in your business. Otherwise, go ahead and outsource and bring in some people to help grow your business. It's just that so many people move directly to outsourcing projects, and I see too often that they don't keep track of people on certain projects. They just use them as freelancers and ditch them and move on and get a new freelancer the next time they come around to it. You need to keep track of these freelancers and find the experts, find the people that are really good at their jobs, and secure them in a pattern of producing this content over time. And this is one of the things about team building. It can really help you out. So there are some drawbacks and benefits to this.